Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Shereen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
My name is Courtney Stanford.
Hi, Courtney. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Again, I will be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yeah, I just talked to somebody. Thought he said I did. I'd like to call his number. I'm not sure. But go ahead.
Okay. So you did want to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes.
Okay.
They didn't send no notes or nothing over to y'all. They gave me y'all number to call.
Okay. Were you or have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes, I had stage 1 clear cell ovarian cancer.
I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing now?
I'm okay, kind of. Yeah.
Okay, I'll try to make this as quick as possible. Let me ask you this. What state were you diagnosed in?
New York State.
New York?
Yes.
And when were you diagnosed?
I got diagnosed at the beginning of March 2024. I actually had the actual surgery March
26, 2024. Okay. And then you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
And then did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, not yet.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, that's correct.
Is that correct? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
I actually went to Lockport Memorial Hospital, but I was going to Dr. Gupta.
Okay. Are you a little bit far from your phone? It's a little bit hard to hear you.
Yes, you can hear now.
Okay. There's some background noise. That's the only reason. It's a little bit hard to hear you. So can you spell the facility name for me, please?
I went to the hospital. It's Lockport Memorial Hospital, Lockport Memorial Hospital.
And what state is this in?
New York State.
New York State? What city?
Lockport, Lockport.
Lockport, okay. So Lockport Memorial Hospital is where you were diagnosed?
Yes, I go to the doctor, general physician. It's 175 Watt, Lockport, New York.
Okay. And then what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Gupta, Z-U-T-T-A.
Z-U-T-T-A?
Z-U-P-T-A.
Okay, thank you. Zangeeta Gupta?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have a phone number for her by chance, or do you want me to pull it from Google?
I can get to my phone somewhere. You can pull it from Google.
Okay. Alrighty. And then is this the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
And the same facility as well?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and write that down. And then when did you say you started your treatment? What date?
March 26, 2024? Yes, you were.
Okay, thank you. And what kind of treatment did you receive?
I got medication. I actually had dough for hysterectomy.
You had a hysterectomy? Did you do any chemo or radiation?
No, I just went ahead and had it. I already got 4 kids, so I don't need no more.
Okay. Alrighty, and then did you use hair relaxer of any brand name more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Yes, I've used it since I was like 8 years old. That was like since 2000, and I just stopped using it this year when I got diagnosed because my hair was falling out, getting skin rashes, UTIs, excessive bleeding, all that.
On average, how many times a year did you use hair relaxer prior to being diagnosed with cancer? if you had to put a number on it?
I just relax my hair at least every 3 to 6 weeks. So. Yeah,
and every 3 to 6 weeks?
Yes.
Okay.
Until I got new growth, I would relax it. But.
So if you use it every 6 weeks, you use it roughly around 8 times a year, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your date of birth?
8/28/91.
And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
And did you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also use hair relaxing products that you recall?
Most of them did.
So none at the moment?
No, most of them have. So, yeah, a lot of my family has used them. Please stop. I said stop. I need to take a nap.
And then what state did you use the hair relaxer in?
New York State. I used one in New Jersey as well. I used one in New Jersey too.
Okay. And then what, you said you started using hair relaxer when you were 8 years old?
Yeah.
So roughly around 1999, is that correct?
Yes, 99, 2000.
Okay, what month?
February. Stop. Sorry.
No worries. It's okay. I'm trying to get through this as quickly as possible, okay? When did you stop using hair relaxer? You said around the time you were diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yes, in March 2024.
Okay, and then how often did you use or apply these products? Was it weekly or monthly?
Monthly relaxer.
Yeah. Monthly?
Yeah, 4 to 6 weeks. Yeah, basically monthly.
Okay. And then how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer products? I know you mentioned you used it from February of 2000 to about March of 2024, so that would be about 24 years, is that correct?
I'm 33.
So about 24 years, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, at home, or both?
Both.
Both? Okay. Yes. When you did it at home, where did you purchase the product from?
Either like Walmart or Rite Aid or CVS and stuff like that.
Okay, and then when you did it professionally, do you remember the name of the salon of where you did it?
No, I don't. It was many different ones. I go to a couple. I don't remember the name of the salon, though.
So. Okay, no worries. What name brand products have you used?
Majorly Dark and Lovely. That's mainly
okay.
Everything.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And then can you spell your first name for me?
C-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y.
And then your last name?
S-T-A-N-F-O-R-D.
And your social?
249-891-833.
And then your email, I have courtstanford777@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And for your phone number, I have 716-609-5700.
Yes.
And is that your cell, your home, or both?
My cell number.
Okay, and can I get your current full address, please?
6594 Dysinger, D-Y-S-I-N-G-E-R.
D-Y-S. I-N-G, is it Lockport, New York?
Yes.
Okay. And then is there a unit number or apartment number?
22.
Is it unit 22 or apartment 22?
Apartment 22.
Thank you for specifying. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
It's somewhere in this house. I'm actually packing up to move, so yeah, it's somewhere.
But as of right now, you do have them, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then would you be able to provide these medicals by mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
You said both?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
No, she doesn't live with me.
Does not? Okay. And who is this person to you?
My aunt.
Aunt? Okay. And what is your aunt's phone number?
716-316-0695.
Can you spell her first name for me, please?
Candace, C-A-N-D-A-C-E.
Wait, C-A-N-D-A-T-E?
C-A-N-D-A-C-E.
D-A-C-E. Okay, thank you. And her last name?
Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y.
Thank you. And then I have one last question for you. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxing products regularly for at least 1 year?
Yeah, 2 or more. Yeah, more than 2 years.
Okay. Alrighty, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
All right.
So you did want to see if you meet the criteria. You don't currently have an attorney. You've used hair relaxing products within the last 20 years, and you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed roughly around March 1st, 2024. I have your diagnosing doctor as Zangeeta Gupta. She is located at 6001 Shimmer Drive in Lockport, New York, zip code 14094, and her phone number is 716-433-1941. You were diagnosed in the state of New York. Is that correct so far?
Yes.
Okay. And you use hair relaxing products roughly around 8 times a year. You are a resident of the United States, and your date of birth is August 28, 1991. In regards to any friends or family that use hair relaxer, I just have down your family. You used hair relaxer in the state of New York. I have the date that you started using hair relaxer roughly around February 1st, 2000, and when you stopped roughly around March 1st, 2024. You used these products monthly, used it consecutively for about 24 years. You used it at home and in a salon. When you purchased it, for using it at home, you purchased from Walmart, Rite Aid, CVS. And then in regards to a salon, you don't recall at the moment. You used the product Dark and Lovely. I have your treating doctor as Zangeeta Gupta. You started your treatment roughly around March 26, 2024. The address I have is 6001 Shimmer Drive, Lockport, New York, 14094. Phone number I have is 716-433-1941 for the doctor. And then in regards to treatment, you just received a hysterectomy, correct? Okay. And then I have your first name as Courtney, C-O-R-T-N-E-Y, last name Stanford, S-T-A-N-F-O-R-D. I have your social as 249-89-1833. I have your email as courtstanford777@gmail.com. I have your cell phone number as 716-609-5700. I have your address as 6594 Desinger Road, apartment 22 in Lockport, New York, zip code 14094. And I have, you can provide the medical records by mail and electronically. And I have your emergency contact as your aunt that does not live with you. Her name is Candace, spelled C-A-N-D-A-C-E. Last name Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Phone number I have is 716-316-0695. Is this all correct?
You actually spelled my name wrong. When you said my name is spelled C-O-R-T, it's spelled just like it's spelled in the email, C-O-U-R-T.
Okay, so I have your first name as C-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y?
Yeah, you said first you said C-O-R-T.
I think I just said it wrong. I'm sorry. Okay, so I just want to confirm. I have C as in cat, O as in octopus, U as in umbrella, R as in rain, T as in tree, N as in Nancy, E as in elephant, and Y as in your.
Yeah.
Okay. And then your email, I just have courtstanford777@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty, so anything else that you need me to change?
No.
No? Okay, so what I'm going to have you go ahead and do is I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone. I'm going to send you a text right now. These are going to be the legal documents. I just need a couple signatures from you. The system's generating the documents right now. So you're going to receive a text right now. It's going to say DocuSign. Do you see it? So you're going to go ahead. There's a link in there. You're going to go ahead and click on the link. And then you're going to accept or agree to electronic and signatures and then hit start. It's going to prompt you to all the signature fields. You either have to sign or initial. And then let me know once you're done, okay?
All right.
And then I'll walk you through the rest of the process. Okay, let me see on my end. Okay, perfect. So I just went ahead and sent you a text from a 949 number. That's my direct line. So if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. The way this is going to work is the attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days to verify your case. It's like a 2-minute phone call, so just be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you, so also keep that in mind. With that being said, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you, Courtney. I did also want to ask you, how are you doing now in regards to the ovarian cancer?
All right, I mean, I'm being pained here and here, but I'm okay.
Okay, well, I hope nothing but the best for you. I also want to say thank you. I know it's not easy to talk to a stranger in regards to, you know, kind of what you went through. So I do want to say thank you, and I'm wishing nothing but the best for both you and your family. If you have any questions or any concerns, please do not hesitate to reach me on that 949 number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. All right, bye-bye.